welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is All God's Children.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus went into the season of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Jesus says to them, "But who do you think that I am?" This question, "Who do you think that I am?" has relevance for all of us. Each day, do we ask ourselves who Jesus is in our lives? Do we renew our commitment to follow Jesus and imitate his ways? You know, we can also consider the question like this: who do people say that we are? This comes to life for me whenever I walk into a patient's room as a chaplain and they panic. Just the other day, I visited Eugene, who said to me upon my introduction, "Did they send you here to tell me something bad?" Fortunately, that's not something I have to do at the hospital. But many patients and their families think I'm the official harbinger of bad news. Pushing this a bit further, who do we say others are? I recently read a story by theologian Howard Thurman in his classic Jesus and the Disinherited, which I highly recommend. He related a story that his grandmother told him. It was a valuable teaching from a slave minister who had had to hold services in secret. "You," he said, "you are not a nigger. You are not slaves. You are God's children." What a powerful reminder, especially during a time when many white people would say that's exactly who they were. Or consider this example. During his campaign, then-candidate Donald Trump stated, "When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people who have lots of problems, and they're bringing these problems to us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people." When we are named incorrectly, we lose the opportunity to share the divine with others through our imitation of Jesus. When we name someone incorrectly, we are in danger of missing the divine in them. Jesus was called just the carpenter's son, just somebody from Galilee. And when we're tempted to say, "He's just a homeless person, she's just an addict, they're just Muslims, oh, they're only gay," we forget that they are made in God's image. We run the danger of not treating them the way Jesus did: welcoming, accepting, forgiving, loving. Labels, whether they're good or bad, limit us. They keep us from getting to know someone. Originally, I hesitated to visit Eugene because he was very hard of hearing, and I knew it would be hard to communicate with him. If I had treated him as just an old deaf guy, I would have missed out on experiencing Eugene, who was really a delight, and my visit provided him some comfort and a chance to express his fear about his medical situation. We both got to know each other a little better, which was a blessing. In today's gospel, Peter names Jesus correctly as the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is then blessed by Jesus and rewarded with the knowledge that God has revealed this to him. He has had a divine experience. When we recognize that those whom we come in contact with are God's children, we are also blessed with an experience of the divine. And most importantly, let us remember the wisdom of the slave minister. We are all God's children.